Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed.
Okay.
Yo, what's going on with you, man? Technical difficulties early on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, gotta work the kinks out in a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, everything's been good. I know you had the kid. I did the move, plus my grandpa, my granddad passed away. And I'm not gonna lie, dude, with so much going on, I was just kind of like, I had to take a step back. I didn't really know if I wanted to actually come back and actually podcast again, to be honest with you. Cause
I know you wrestled through it.
Cause I've been so busy and I'm just like, man, I don't know if I really have time for this, man. I just don't know if I got time for this. You know what I'm saying? So,
honestly, I guess we can take out behind the pod since we've been going for a little minute, but yeah, nah. I saw you tweeting. I saw, like, you know what I mean? I talked to you, and he'd be like, all right, we can squeeze one in, like, next week. I'd be like, all right, cool. Next week ain't come, I'd be like, I'm going to just give him some time, man. I'm like, I had the baby, so I was already busy. I've been working like crazy. So it's like, you know what I mean? So I was like, Sam, I know what it is. I know what it's like. You know what I mean? So I was like, I'm going to just give him space. And I know at some point, either Sam going to hit me up and be like, bro, I don't know if I got it in me. Or he's going to be like, hey, bro, you ready to pod? I was ready whenever, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy, man, because it's like, I don't know. It's just like, man, between the, you know, once my granddad passed away, all the family stuff, and it's just like, you'd be like, man, is this shit really even important to do? You know?
Yeah. And so I look at life a little different.
You see some of the rehash arguments that you see every single year, and I was just like, man, I don't know if I really care anymore, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like to do anything halfway, you know what I'm saying? I don't like doing nothing halfway. And between that, and then I was like, man, I had to put a lot of work in between the editing, you know, just organizing things and stuff like that. So you know, it's been a drag. So, but I've been able to reset. So I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I'm feeling pretty good. Get the people what they asked for. You know, y'all did drag us to 1,000. So I guess the least I could do is start back going.
Well, listen, man, I know the fans as well as myself appreciate you being back, man. I'm glad you're in a good space. It's funny because I kind of took a break from Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in the background. I've watched all arguments, have not participated in, I don't think, a single one. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, you know, I watched just the conversations that was being had, and I was like, I feel like we had this conversation before.
Yeah.
I feel like we had this conversation. Then I kept doing it until the point where I was like, I don't even care no more. And so, like, if I saw Florida State, Canes, or Florida in it, I was like, next. You know what I mean? Like, it just... You know, so I definitely understand what you mean, man, when you say that. But I mean, I guess unfortunately we might end up losing the app that we love anyway. You know what I'm saying? With your boy out here acting crazy, you know?
Yeah, man, that app's a whole shit show, man. I don't know, man. But I don't
where we going for football season is what I'm trying to figure out. I need to know where we gotta meet up at.
Yeah, shout out to Till Dog, man. Yeah, I understand that loss, man. So, you know, make sure you take care of yourself mentally, man. It's tough.
Definitely gotta take care of
yourself. I don't know, man. The app is a mess, man. I went for like almost a month where I'm not getting none of my notifications. Then I went another month where I am following 1,000 people, and then I'm not following those 1,000 people. And then it's like every week is something new with Twitter that's just like a complete shit show. Like, you know.
So but let the children play with the big kid toys, man.
But you know what they say, man? Capitalism got us, man. So whether we like it or not, we all a part of the wave. You know what I'm saying? Like, Yeah, I was saying whether we liked Twitter, liked the way it's ran or not, that's we too much of a community now to go backwards. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, what the cookout at, man? What we meet up at for football season? Because it ain't going to be, don't look like we're going to make it to football season. Where we at, Spill? I need a code. Somebody got to send me an invite.
Everybody said they going to Spill. Well, we did the same thing with Clubhouse, though. Remember
I remember you gave me the link to the Clubhouse. I got in there. We had like a couple meetings, and Twitter was like, hey, we got spaces over here. We was like, well,
yeah,
we don't need that no more.
At the end, capitalism and the money always wins, dude. You're not gonna outrun the money. It's just not what it is, man. So, you know, maybe if Spill does become big, I'd be on there, but I don't know. And then at some point I'm kind of like, do I really care? Do I really want to continue to engage all the time with people all the time? I don't know, man. I don't know. So you know how that goes.
I do. I absolutely do. I ain't messing with it. Listen, man, it's above my pay grade. I'll be wherever they tell me I'm supposed to be at.
Right.
Yeah, wherever if they tell me we're supposed to be at the we gonna be on Spill, I'll be there. If Twitter decide they're gonna recover, I'll be there. That's how it always went. When it was on MySpace, it was MySpace. When it was Facebook, it was Facebook. When it was Twitter, it was Twitter. I mean,
yeah.
If Twitter gone, I guarantee you it'll be something else.
Yeah, it'll be something else. Let me ask you this question, man. How you feeling? Did you enjoy the NBA playoffs this year?
Not really.
I like these playoffs more than I've liked the NBA playoffs in like a long time.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Not really. I love the fact that there was parity, right? We saw two teams who nobody expected before the playoffs started. Nobody had Denver and Miami play it, you know what I mean? So at this point, I thought, all right, that's great because I've been hollering for parity.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know if parity is that good of a thing. Like, experiencing it firsthand, I was like, I don't really want to see Denver in this Heat team. I'd have rather seen, you know, Steph Curry go up against the Celtics. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think I would have rather watched the Warriors and the Celtics. I mean, I appreciate Jokic and Eric, but I would have rather watched, you know, just some different matchups in my opinion. So that's when I was like, you know what? I take back everything I said when I was asking for parity. Give me a super team against another super team and let them lose. Battle it out, man. That was good basketball. Let me watch quality basketball. Don't have Jimmy Butler and four strugglers, you know what I mean? They're going up against good teams.
I can't lie, man. I actually enjoyed it, man. Because I like watching teams arrive. Like, I like watching teams that kind of come from nowhere. They've been building to something, then they just arrive on the scene. Like I actually like that watching the Nuggets, Jamal Murray. Cause I mean Murray was so good in the bubble,
right?
That I was like, damn, this dude gonna be like the next guy. You know what I'm saying? And then of a sudden
they kind of discounted, but they discounted the bubble as if like we ain't watch real basketball.
Right. But I'm just saying, you know, he was playing so good and he got hurt. And I was like, damn, you know, and then Jokic just put up these crazy numbers, but you can't never watch him on TV because they come on at 11 o'clock at night. So I'm like,
I had never seen him play before the playoffs.
But then, man, when you get to watch him, when you watch him in the playoffs, I was like, damn, it's like 7 foot Larry Bird.
it just looks so ugly, though. Sam, you can't deny the skill is there. But it's a terrible watch, bro. It's Virginia college basketball offense, bro. You do not want to watch it play.
It's fun though.
Their offense is fun. His game is what's terrible. Like,
his game don't make any sense, right? He's behind the head 3-point shots.
You're not supposed to shoot like that and make it, man. It's just not supposed to go in. You know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah.
So it's one leg off balance, two hand behind the head shot. It's not supposed to go in.
Yeah, they was incredible though.
So
I'm excited though. I thought the NBA playoffs was really good. I actually like the more than I like the college football season, to be honest with you. I find it more intriguing, to be honest with you.
Not this upcoming season though.
This upcoming season, I feel somewhat the same way, but you know. Let's get into it though. Let's talk about the season. Let's go.
All right. So you say you feel the same way. I guess that's a good starting point. I mean, why? What leads you to say that you feel the same way going into this season as you did last season?
Well, I knew they was gonna be pretty good. I knew FSU was gonna be pretty good last year. I had a feeling they was gonna. I thought at the four they would win seven to eight games last year. Mm-hmm. I think we was the first podcast. I don't know if we was the first, but I felt like we was one of the first ones to say we felt like they was gonna beat LSU last year.
Definitely said that.
But we do feel good. I feel good about the season, but I just don't know what it means if they go out this year, because I feel like they're gonna win 10 games again this year. I feel like they're gonna kind of stub their toe a little bit. Two games.
When you say stub their toe, okay, you say two games. Who are those two losses?
I don't think they're gonna beat LSU. Mm-hmm. You know, before we got Keon Coleman, I told you I felt like it wasn't gonna be a close game. Now I actually do feel like it's gonna be a really close game. I think it's gonna be a really good game now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I kind of low key do feel like they're not going to beat LSU. Mm-hmm. And then I think Clemson could be, I think Clemson's going to be a little bit better than what we think. I think it's going to have some of that 2014 type thing where you expect to win, like that year that Clemson came in the Doak County to win that game.
Yep.
And Florida State still had just
a little bit more grit,
just a little bit more talent that had been just a little bit more mature.
Mm-hmm.
That was able
to kind of
put Clemson back in their hole a little bit, and be like, y'all not.
That was that overtime game, that was the overtime with the fumble.
That's the one that James didn't play, so I kind of feel like that's kind of how that's going to kind of play out a little bit. And I do think you're kind of between, I don't know, Pitt, maybe somebody else, I don't know yet. I think you got to get a couple. Stub toes there. And I know somebody's asking on the timeline, like, would that be considered a bad season? I wouldn't consider it a bad season, right? I would think that's still a good season, still put you on track to do the thing that you need to do in 24-25 and keep the program on stable foot. And I know other people will say, because I think it's being built up as the team's going to compete for a national championship, the team's going to win a national championship. I think it's levels to that. To winning that type of to get to that level, you know what I'm saying? I don't think this program has kind of went through those machinations yet to kind of get there. So,
I'm gonna disagree with just about all of it. So I came into this season really playing, really thinking that I came into the offseason thinking probably like you, right? But then I watched the offseason moves and every move made sense. The biggest thing, I had a conversation with you and I both know T-Wig. I talked to T-Wig, and one of the things when we really started talking about the offense, just the offense, forget right. defense, whatever. It's hard for me to look at this offense with Jordan Travis, a stable of running backs, a stable of receivers, and not like just Johnny Wilson and a group of guys around him, but Coleman adds a huge, brings a different level to the game. Now you're saying Winston Wright might be back. You also got what's the boy who we never think was coming in? We ain't want to, we told him to stop talking about him. I can't think of his name right now. I'm bad with names. But he's back. You have an improved offensive line. You have two tight ends. I'm trying to figure out who holds us to under, 35, 40 in college football? You have a fourth Destin Hill. Thank you, France. Destin Hill, I'm saying you have a ridiculously talented offense. Not a weakness whatsoever. I don't care what defense you line up against it. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they're getting 35 to 40. So that means if you tell me that our defense just has to hold teams to 40 and under, 35 and under, I don't think our defense is that bad. You know what I mean? To not hold teams to 35 and under.
No, I don't think.
And that includes LSU and that includes Clemson. So. Right. I look at it and I say, line it up with Clemson. Do I think it's a tough game? Absolutely. I agree with you being a dog fight, maybe even overtime. I think it's actually going to be dog fight or overtime as well for against LSU. But I actually think Florida State wins both of those games. Just if I'm looking at strictly on the offense, not touching anything that happened. They've improved on defense as well. Right. But just strictly on offense, I'm saying I think Florida State is better than LSU today. I think Florida State is better than Clemson today. And unless I get into the season, I see something different, I'm going to say they win those games. Now, what I do believe is I do think they stubbed their toe one time during the season. Louisville, somebody on their schedule who I don't think they should be in a dogfight with, because I think sometimes teams get a little bit cocky. They take some things for granted, and you can end up in a, you know, you can end up in a dogfight with a team who is, let's say, pretty good, but shouldn't necessarily beat you. And I can definitely see that. I don't think they go undefeated, but I just don't think, again, if I'm just looking line by line, I can't see why they shouldn't go undefeated. Let me say that. Because, well, I'm saying 35 to 40 points, and I believe our defense should hold to less.
Well, just that simple. I think overall in the season, they're going to be a high-powered, high-scoring offense, right? I do think when you come into a season and you want to be a high-powered passing offense, sometimes you don't play well early in the season when you want to become a high-powered passing offense. When you be a high-powered running offense, you can kind of hit the ground running with that, right? They took that identity from the year before running the football. You know, they was pretty good running the football towards the end of that last season. Even though they lost to Florida, they was pretty good running the football. So I kind of count on them taking that running game into the next season. It's why I expected for them to be LSU. But I think this year you come into with a different DNA. The team's going to have a different DNA. They're going to want to throw the ball a little bit more. They're going to want to throw the ball to Johnny Wilson. They're going to want to throw the ball to Keon Coleman. They're going to want to get the ball to Winston Wright and Destin Hill. Okay, and that's great. Those are great weapons. I think those are – well, let me not say great, because Ohio State has great weapons, right? Those are top two-round draft picks at wide receiver. I think Florida State has very good weapons at the wide receiver position, right? I think more of Keon Coleman than probably a lot of people thought of, honestly. I think he's better than Johnny Wilson. I think he
gets I got him as wide receiver.
Yeah, I think he get drafted higher than Johnny Wilson. I think he's
100%.
I think he's better than Johnny Wilson. I think he's an NFL starting wide receiver as an X or a Y. Yeah.
We don't disagree with that. Yeah.
Right. So but I do think when you got somebody that talented, it takes a little time to kind of get the cohesion that you want. It took a little time to get the cohesion with Johnny Wilson last year, right? So I just think some kinks got to be worked out in that situation. And I think for the first game, LSU, that could be a little bit of a problem going into that first game. I think Clemson got really, really good DBs, Nate Wiggins and those guys, very talented guys. So I think they can have a little something to say about what you put out there at wide receiver. But like I keep telling people, like, if you're telling me the team going to lose two games, maybe three, but probably two in a regular season, I wouldn't consider it a bad season. I would consider it a good season. You know what I'm saying? But that's not what you're
saying. I'm gonna respond to what you just said, but I'm gonna tell you why I don't necessarily believe they're going into this season thinking they're throwing the ball. I think they now know they have the ability to throw the ball.
Well, I think which you is got a different
than what they've had, but I believe Mike's identity is to run the football. Mike produces running that.
I think that's what he likes to do. I think ideally he would run the ball, what you think, 35 times a game?
And I don't believe he deviates from that. I believe Jordan Travis gets a lot of carries and a stable of running backs gets a lot of carries. So in my opinion, I don't think they deviate from the same plan that they came in with last year.
Run the ball. When you got those diva wide receivers, it becomes a little tough not to play with those toys, not to get them toys to football. You know?
I understand. I understand.
I think people keep talking about Jaheim Bell. I saw that in the chat.
Jaheim Bell.
I like Jaheim Bell. I think he's going to be really, really good. I don't think he scares at LSU. I think he's a good player. I think he's going to make a lot of great plays during the season. But when you're talking about, see, my thing is when you come to one game one-offs, when you're talking about, okay, you got to win this one game, the first game of the season, those games can always be tricky. You can be the less talented team and win that game. You could be the more talented team and struggle in that game. We've seen Florida State not have enough talent and be like looking eye to eye with Notre Dame. You know what I'm saying? In those games, Eli, it happens because one game one-offs are kind of tricky. So you kind of look at and be like, okay, what matchup do you have in this game that you can continuously go back to over and over again? You know, I think LSU got a few matchups there that I think I got to see FSU deal with those, some of those things, to be like, okay, I know they're going to win the game.
The front. So, you're talking about their front.
Well, I'm talking, I'm talking about the fronts in particular. Yeah, the fronts in particular. I think if Mason plays the whole game and he don't get hurt, plays the whole game, Harold Perkins plays the whole game, these guys, I think, because those
NFL
two guys,
top five guys.
Yeah. Those two guys, to me, Perkins to me is a top 10 NFL draft pick,
He is.
And Mason to me is a top two-round guy, right? That's in your D line. So, you know, those guys can cause a lot of havoc. How does that change the numbers match up and everything like that? As we sit in the offseason, I know everybody's like, oh, no, we're going to win. We're going to win. We got this guy. And just something I will tell people, like, this is the funny part. Just name it a bunch of people. Don't actually mean they better than what you got to go up against. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have a better team than you was last year. Like, I think Florida State this year, slight years better than it was last year. I didn't personally think a lot of last year's team. But I didn't think a lot of
Chiefs.
I didn't think a lot of the conference last year. Like, I thought a lot of the teams in the ACC pretty much suck. I think that again going into this season. I don't think a lot of great teams in the ACC this year, even though I'm a little higher on NC State than I was last year. I'm actually like kind of bully on NC State. But I mean, we don't play them, so I mean, ain't no problem. But
I mean, we might.
I mean, possibly, but you know,
championship.
Yeah, I mean, possibly, but you know, I think that game's gonna be really, really. I think the LSU gonna be very, very telling. You know what I'm saying? Like, if FSU go out there and dog walk LSU, that'd be very, very telling to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, that'd be very, very telling to me. You know,
we're gonna have a much different pod after that LSU game. Yeah. If
but as I sit here today,
FSU come out there and smoke them. You know.
Yeah, but as I sit here today, I don't know. Like, I'm like at 50-50 mode with that game. I'm like at 50-50 with that game. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I ain't too far behind you. I mean, like I said, I believe Florida State gonna win, but I'm probably 55-45. You know what I mean? Just if it's, so I ain't that far different. You know what I mean? So, right. Like, you know, I ain't out the window with it. You know what I mean? But because again, I agree. One-offs. Whereas we talk about, you know, all the talent that we've added in the portal. There was a team who was ahead of us in the portal as far as talent acquisition. That's the team we playing. You know what I mean? So when we get into, like, we can say we've added a lot of talent, and LSU can look right back at you and say, "Yeah, we added just a little bit more." So, you know, in my opinion, really, I do think it's a fight with the very good.
They pair that with a really good recruiting class last,
and some years, and actually. Some and a couple returning NFL, you know, front guys. I believe that Mike has figured this. I believe he's figured out coaching maybe at this level. Mm-hmm. And I do believe he's figured out, all right, something got to get going. And now he has the ability to get something going. Like the running game, it would be, I think now he has a lot more options.
Yeah. I mean, I think my goal and my hope is that the DNA of the football team doesn't change, that it continues to be a run first offense.
I hope so.
You know what I'm saying? I do think sometimes, like, I remember Jimbo was like this, like, when Jimbo first got to FSU, man, Jimbo was running the ball, like, it was crazy, dude. He was running speed option left, tight zone right, left. I mean, he was running the ball a lot, you know, but then as he got some of his toys in, some of his wide receiver guys in, you know, he became a little less of that, you know what I'm saying? So, so the goal is to hope that they kind of continue to run the football a lot, you know, but And I think a big part of that is the tight ends. What are they going to become in this offense? You know what I'm saying? I think even though we didn't think much of the tight ends the last couple of years, I think a lot of Bell. Murlock, I think it's going to take him a year. So I don't know if he makes the big splash that we think he's going to make this year. I actually think Douglas is going to play a little bit more than Murlock this year, to be honest with y'all.
I can see that.
So, yeah. Feel how you want to feel about it, you know. So we'll see how they block. We got to see how the tight end's going to block this year. If they block well enough, which I think in this conference, Bell is going to, like, really eat, man. Like, I really think he's going to eat a lot. You know what I'm saying? So
I 100% agree.
Yeah,
I again, think we've needed a bell. You know what I mean? We haven't had a bell in a long time. You know what I mean? Somebody who's a go-to at that tight end spot. So listen,
he's a perfect gadget guy for what really Bell likes to do. He's a perfect gadget guy.
It is a perfect fit. And that's what I'm saying. I think it makes it very difficult when you have Mike has all of his pieces. Like he literally can say, look at every position and say, I got really good to great at just about every position for college anyway, for every position.
Right.
Across like at the skill set. Quarterback is a Heisman Trophy candidate, or at least they mentioned with the or he's getting mentioned with those guys. You have again a stable of running backs, a stable of wide receivers, and a much, much improved offensive line with arguably the best offensive line coach.
Right.
I'm all of these guys in their fourth year. I'm saying,
I mean, some in their sixth year. I mean,
yeah, yeah. So I'm with Jordan say who when I saw it on Twitter when it was like a college player who seemed like he's been in the
So that's so Chris just put there talking about saying you don't talk to me enough. You got to hit a positive. I'm positive on the team. I am positive on the team. I think they're gonna win.
First, this is Sam positive. Chris, I know you might be a little new here, but this is Sam's positive.
Like no, I am an alarmist by nature. I'm alarmist.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this is about as positive. You got 10 wins. He think they're gonna play him a little tough. Those are all positive words for Sam. I don't really get much more than that.
Normally, I pick out upsets. Like, I love finding upsets in schedules. I do like doing that. That's my favorite thing to do. Like, I would look at somebody's schedule I think Texas A&M would be Alabama right here. Oh, I think Tennessee would be – you know what I'm saying? I like doing that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh, look at that spot. I like that spot right there. You know what I'm saying? I just think for that particular game – I just don't think you're going to surprise them. Like, I don't think they're going to come in like, oh, let's see what they're going to, let's see what kind of fight. You know what I'm saying? I think both of them teams going to know each other really, really well. And another part of it, I think, with LSU that I think people kind of miss out on, LSU kind of passed the ball pretty well in the back half of that season. They was throwing the ball pretty well.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, go look at it.
I already told you. I don't believe in that quarterback. I don't believe it.
The worst case scenario is that he get knocked out the game and the other guy
I would feel if for whatever reason they came back and told me Daniels wasn't starting, then I'd feel worried. I legit do not buy in Jaden Daniels as a throwing quarterback. I feel the same way I feel about him is the same way I feel about the dude who got drafted in the first round, even though I don't believe he's gonna do nothing and the Jaguars ain't scared.
Hey, towards the end of the year, just go look it up. Towards the end of the year.
I saw what happened. I still don't believe in it. Again, that ain't going to care. It's the first game of the season. He going to be bad, Jaden. He get good at the end of the year.
And then you got, Neighbors a really good wide receiver. I actually don't think we have anybody guard him, to be honest with you. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't, not being funny, I really don't. I think he's going to eat in that game. You know what I'm saying? Because he do little things so good. Like, he's one of those guys that kind of, he's like a first down magnet. Like, if it's 3rd and 5, he's going to get 6. If it's 3rd and 7, he's going to get 8. Like, he's just kind of like finds holes in the zones. I expect
my returning linebackers to be able, again, you got 2 returning linebackers, Pop DeLoach. We got, you know what I mean? We got 2 returning linebackers. Their job is to mitigate, you came back for a reason.
Yeah, that's the goal.
You came back for a reason. This is your time to, you know what I mean? That's what you're here for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And so I'm line it up. I don't disagree with the words you're saying. I'm saying they came back for a reason. Yeah. Do it. Do I think it's a good matchup for them? No, I don't. But nobody pushed the button for them. We didn't tell you to come back. You came back to make an impact. You want to win big games. This is the time, man.
I think the goal is to hope that the secondary plays more in unison with the linebackers this year, which we can't answer that right now as we sit here. Well, we said that before and they come back and they be a little worse.
We've made some good hires, people who I believe in and people who the folks who I trust when I talk to them told me this guy is better than the guy who left.
Yeah, but they also say stuff like they're gonna bring on a top 5 recruiting class too. And you'd be screaming out on the phone with me. I'd be like, Brandon, I don't, just don't think that's going to happen. I just, you know.
They're bringing in the top five recruiting class, and I'm still standing by that.
I know you are.
We listen, man, we recruiting well, man. Again, 11-1, which is what I believe we're going to be.
Okay.
Gets us a top five recruiting class.
Okay. I don't think it's going to happen. But okay. But let's talk about recruiting. Let's get there.
Let's do it. We're here.
Let's go. So how you feeling, man?
I feel great. I just told you. I really, like, I know, again, this is going to sound like what loser teams say.
I know.
But I really do believe that an 11-1 season gets them to where they need to be. I do not believe, like, I think everybody is on the, I think a lot of players are on the cusp of saying, we think y'all might be there, but I don't know. Let me see a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like, again, it's going to take more than a couple wins and barely beating Florida at the end of the season for us to really, you know what I mean, believe. Let's see what's happening. So, in my opinion, I look around and I say, let's just see what. Let's see, right? But, all right, so it's not top five, but likely 10. But I'm going to take that. If you tell me 5-8, 7,
mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to bat an eye at 7. You know what I'm saying? And so, in my opinion, I do think they are headed in the right direction. I think they were not mentioned with anybody of any name, of any note for mm-hmm. 2 seasons. 2 years they were here. They are three. They were not mentioned with a single 5-star, 4-star, anybody who you even thought
they
about.
They was mentioned with here. People. They was mentioned with people.
No, when they released that top five, Florida State was always missing.
Well, I'm saying they've been mentioned with some good players. I mean, Travis Hunter was a real thing that was happening. What? That was happening. And they had Marvin Jones Jr. was happening. Remember? Don't be like that. See, now y'all want to turn, y'all want to change the narrative. Like, don't change the narrative. That's just what was happening. Right? One knows what was happening.
Who'd you just say?
Marvin Jones Jr., Travis Hunter, who else?
All right, so Sam got the jokes tonight. I see Sam.
I'm being honest with you. You saying they have never been mentioned with top prospects. They have been mentioned with top prospects.
They have not consistently been mentioned with the top players. Yes, they've had a Travis Hunter who, you know, was supposed to come. They've had a Marvin Jones Jr. who literally nobody thought. And the only reason Florida State was even mentioned in it is because his daddy played it. He would not have been, like, nobody believed he was really coming.
I ain't getting into the argument on that, but. That ain't true. People
believed it.
Yeah, bro. Let's be
did
honest.
You okay? Did you believe it?
Well, no. I get up here and tell y'all how I really feel.
Okay. Y'all be that's like, what I'm saying. Me and you have had several conversations
like,
to know.
Y'all be like, Sam, that ain't true, Sam. Then when we come down the pipe, it was like, okay, well, I guess he was never coming.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, Marvin was never coming. I never believed we was getting Marvin Jones Jr.
Okay.
They kept trying to make us believe, and for some reason, that was the one that didn't stick. So what I'm saying is, yeah, a legacy kid and one kid whom consistently they have not been mentioned in the top five. When them top five got released, it was Florida, Miami, Alabama, Tennessee, and everybody at Florida State never got mentioned. Shit, they were doing top tens in Florida State, wasn't getting mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying the fact that now they have, hey, I'm making a decision, Florida State is a strong lead. Some crystal balls are in for Florida State players. I'm saying I think it's a lot of people on the edge and on the verge of saying, all right, just let me see a little more. And in my opinion, I think they'll see a little more. That'll get them over the top. I do think top five is probably unrealistic. I think if they top five, it'll be five. But I think it's probably
what you think the what you think the recruits gotta see?
Wins. We thought we saw fool's gold last season. I think it's 11. See, then that's the problem, right? Because you think you got them at 10. I think 11-1. But I think like 11-1 and in the possibility of possibly playing in a playoff game. Maybe, even if they don't make it, depending on the loss, being mentioned in that, having your name flashed up with the top five every week, you know what I mean? When they do the little countdown show at the end of the week or whatever, so you can see where you land.
So you're talking about being like a top 16 being
looking like a
in
top
October. Program. In October.
That's what I'm
top
saying.
Top 6 in October. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think if that's where they are, I think that's where they are consistently throughout the season, top five, top 10 every week. You get college game day mentioning you got a little blur, your game is on. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just again, look, Florida State at some point took a bit of a branding hit, right? You know what I mean? Where you lose, your brand suffers. Yeah. Yeah. And so Florida State took a little bit of a branding hit when you mm-hmm. you start losing games. So now we want to buy into it. It's, you know what I mean? It's a low stock. All right, I think I want to buy into it.
Right.
I might just buy low and see what happens. Mm-hmm. All right, well, they waiting to see. And if they get the I think some players are coming. That's just my opinion.
Okay. I feel really good about them recruiting. They are in it for better players than they have been the last 2 years, which is weird because the players the last 2 years that they was in it for was just as good as the player they wasn't in it for. Then when those players didn't come, then it was, well, these players need time, but then don't worry about it because we're going to get a bunch of transfers for those players. So,
you paint the picture. The
narrative be funny as hell when you really listen to people. It be like hilarious. Like, okay, man. So
it's been funny to see.
It is funny to see.
Like, but what is funny is it ain't just what I noticed this time by not interacting, just watching from the distance. Every fan base is exactly the same.
Every fan base do it, bro. They all do it.
Florida somehow has convinced themselves that they're gonna be good this season. I don't know how they've convinced themselves of that, but that's dope that they've been able to do it. Miami has done the same, and I'm like,
they all do it. They all kind of be like, well, when they don't get to play, like, oh, they overspending for these players. You can't spend that much money for the player. Then when you get the players, oh, you're doing a good job recruiting.
You did a good job. They see now you got to pay whatever they want.
Overspending again. Like, here we go. It's like.
The players you don't get are the players you don't need. You didn't want them anymore. Hey, we've been off that guy for months.
Brandon,
I've been off that guy for months. I'd be like, I know somebody was tweeting about this dude yesterday. Well,
Brandon, and that guy couldn't help you anyway. Even if he came, he couldn't even help you. This coach took a whole 12 months to recruit a player that couldn't even happen. We just, what can you do, man? I mean, shit. Hey, recruit is a funny place to be at, man. I ain't gonna lie.
But it really is. Either you can do it or you can't, man. It really is. It's wealth and poverty. That's exactly, like,
anything just Florida. This ain't just Florida State. It's like all these families are doing. It's like, it just can't be there. You know what? We didn't get that guy. And now it's time to move on to the next guy. It's always like some type of.
He was our first conspiracy. Choice. It's he was our first choice anyway.
He was never coming here. Wanted him. They were just talking to him because it's friends. And it's like, okay, man. All right, whatever it is, whatever. But, I think I said this to you. I got to see them recruit with inside the top 10. Until I see that happen, I believe it when I see it. But for me now, I got them firmly placed in a top 12 to about 15. I think they're going to recruit right there, 12 to 15. You know what I'm saying?
Sam, that's unacceptable, bro.
Mike's a good guy, good public speaker, you know.
Really good. I ain't doing this with you, saying.
No, he is.
Man, this is our first bar back, man. I ain't finna.
He's really good. He's really good in the transfer portal. He's really good in the transfer portal. So, he gets some guys in the transfer portal, but I don't think that's the end of the world, though, to be honest with you. I think I got around 12 to 15. If they can hit 10, I'd be really happy if they can get around 10 to 9.
I'd be happy with 10 as well.
I mean, because to be honest with you, man, and like no troll. But if you were to look at the top five recruiting, it's kind of hard to beat those schools out. Like when you talk about NIL, you know, coaching stability, you know, teams that consistently compete for championships.
They got money.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying though, but when you talk about recruiting for 11
wins.
But I'm saying though, you talk about recruiting top five. I mean, it is tough. Like it's, you got to be really humming. If you had a Florida State, you got to really be humming to touch that top five. Because you talk
maybe
about
Mike ready to hum.
Okay.
Why Mike can't hum?
I mean, I want to be wrong.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're gonna be in the top eight.
You think so?
I don't know what he's talking about, but yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with that too. Hey, I take it, but I think they'll be around somewhere from around 12 to 15. That's about where I had them at last year. They kind of blew that by 10 spots, but this year I got them going back. I got them back in the top 12, top 15. 12 to 15 is about where I got them at.
All right. We'll take
I it. Think the Leicester recruitment is really going to probably be the one. If they can close on Leicester, I think it can get interesting. Maybe they can bring in a few other kids that I don't expect. But the Leicester one is the big one. Can they close on a Leicester kid? That's going to be a big one.
Exactly. Talking about he's a good guy, a good speaker. Like, you just got to ignore Sam, man. Just
all these things are facts, bro. Like, I don't understand.
And what is any of those things got to do with winning, recruiting, or anything, brother?
Never had to have to do anything with anything. It's a whole nother metric.
Oh, okay, you're right. Now, what was funny is that was the metric that he was going by before he ever got any wins. That was exactly. I ain't want to go to. No, that really is the metric that it was going by before he ever got any wins. They was like, listen, man, we like him.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I mean? Okay. All right. Yeah. Shit. All right. I like him. All right.
Yeah, I like him.
We'll keep, we'll keep counting these losses. Like, I like them too, but I like winning a little bit more. I don't know.
Hey, but in his defense though, he got elite. He got a really good product on the field. I think it's a top 10 product on the field. I think he'll put another top 10 product on the field this year, right? I'm more excited about the offensive line in 25. Well, actually in 24. I'm really excited about the offensive line. I'm more excited about offensive line in 24 than I am this year, to be honest with you, right? So I think the quarterback position should be a bit of a problem going to next year. You know, Jordan Travis' growth over the last couple of years, I wonder how much of a cylinder he have, like how far can he really go? You know, they keep talking about they think he's going to be even better than he was last year.
I got to
see
you.
It. But he was really good last year.
I'm saying every year
if he holds levels, if he holds the levels,
if he stays exactly where he was last year,
right? That's
good enough. But I do agree.
Top 15 quarterback in college football.
Correct. Every single year he's gotten better. So if they tell me he's gotten better, he's done it too many times now for me to say he ain't. You know what I mean? I'd much rather give him the benefit of the doubt based on his past than argue against it. So they say he's gotten better.
Hey, it's a funny question right here. I'm gonna put this one up. How do y'all feel about linebacker recruiting? Apparently, I read on the timeline that if you do a good job recruiting tight ends, you can flip those tight ends to linebacker. That it makes linebacker recruiting actually less important for that current cycle.
What? All right, everybody. That was a good show. We appreciate
That's what I read.
The answer to the question is what linebacker recruit?
No, well, and then I heard somebody else say that it ain't no linebacker this year that can cover passes this year. That's what I read. Somebody said that.
The answer to the question is we don't want linebackers this class. I guess we don't even want linebackers. They ain't no good ones. So we're gonna skip linebackers this year
until they commit. When they focus on that, then they'll be good linebackers. But they gotta commit.
Correct.
But honestly, to be honest with y'all, I'm actually kind of like different when it kind of certain positions. I'm different about, like, when it kind of linebacker, offensive line recruiting, and safety recruiting. I kind of don't care about stars as much. I want you to get guys that fit your system. You know what I'm saying? I want guys that, like, no, I'm being serious. Like, if you're going to recruit, like, safety linebackers and offensive line, I want you to get guys that fit your system, that are leaders. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying stars don't matter because, I want a N'Kobe Dean. You know what I'm saying? I want N'Kobe Dean. I want Clinton Dix. You know what I'm saying? But if you can get guys that legitimately, like, fit what you're trying to do, I kind of don't care about stars. That's me, though. But, you know, they do need to do better at linebacker recruiting.
What I will tell you is it's hard for me to argue because five-star linebackers are five-star linebackers. I mean, they going to be plays. But what I will say is that I kind of agree with you. If you find you an athletic guy who has some good football instincts, find me somebody who played running back, somebody, you know what I mean? Literally find you somebody who don't have to necessarily be a five-star, but they fit what you're trying to do, and they got some good football instincts. I do think 2 years in a system or whatever with good coaching, I do think you end up with a good product.
Yeah, I mean, cause like some guys are like, it's like a instincts thing where you're like, that guy's going to fit my system. Like running back, linebacker, safety, like that guy going to fit my system. And that, like, you know, and there's some coaches that do a really good job at that. Like, I know for a long time, What's the coach that used to coach on the Urban offensive line? He was at Boston College. Steve Adazio.
Adazio
would go offer guy that was like one star, zero stars. Like the Pouncey's was like two stars.
He turned them to, yeah.
And he was like, those guys are like the guys. You know what I'm saying? And they got there and he developed them and, you know, they became what they became. But I mean, sometimes you can, you know, I kind of don't get too bogged down when it kind of linebacker, safeties, offensive line. I don't bog down too hard. Now, when it kind of tackle offensive linemen, I do think you need five-star, four-star pedigree at tackle.
At tackle? Yeah.
In my opinion. You know.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, you had to have done that. I think Perkins should be a six-star.
I ain't going to get into that, but Perkins is really good.
No, Perkins, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Of everything I've said about that game, Perkins is one of them type of players that have
like he didn't play that game, though. Remember, all he did was run special teams. He was just special teams that game.
Oh, but I'm saying Perkins is the type of player to have one of them Jalen Ramsey type games, and you just see him all over, you know what I mean? And now your whole game plan messed up. You know, sacks your quarterback, he don't pick you off, he don't call, you know, force the fumble. And now, you know what I mean? You're in a dog fight, and one player don't make three plays, and you sitting out, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, he has the ability to change the numbers game, right? Where you gotta leave a tight end in the chip, or you gotta leave a running back in the chip, or you gotta not run that way or not throw that. You know what I'm saying? Like he has the ability to do that.
You gotta account for him.
Yeah. You gotta account for him on every play type.
Every play.
You know, it's gonna be fascinating what he is that first game. You know, maybe we get lucky, maybe he twists an ankle and we good to go the rest of the game. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. So
I don't pray for it, but I mean,
yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like,
I won't be mad if it happened. You know what I mean? The type of guy just miss one game, brother. Just one game.
You recruit a guy like that because he can go single-handedly win five games out of a season. You know what I'm saying? He could single, like Eddie Goldman.
I was just gonna say we had some of those. Eddie Goldman, so, Timmy Jernigan. Every time Timmy Jernigan left the game against Auburn, they ran a touchdown. Like, if Timmy Jernigan got tied in that game, he left the game and it'd be a big play. So, like, yeah, those guys make a difference.
So, I say, do you think
he gets us a chip?
Nah, I don't think so.
Not a chip, but
you know what? I have come to this.
ACC championship. If you mean that type of chip, yeah, he can get
I have come to this very clear place of like delineation where I'm like, you know what, man? Maybe it's because I'm at old age, you know what I'm saying? But it's hard winning championships, man, at any level. Like it's really, really hard. And I know a lot of us have kind of lived through like the Michael Jordan era, the Bill Belichick era, the Tom Brady, the San Antonio Spurs. The Alabama run we watched in Georgia, but it's actually really, really hard to like win a championship.
Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be discounting championships, like, man, he won it, man. But it was, man, it's hard, man. Like, I see so many people discount championships, and I be like, it's just tough. I don't care what level you're playing in, what league you're playing in, no matter what sport it is. Kickball, it's difficult, man. It takes luck. It takes a lot of endurance. It takes a lot of
preparation.
It starts in like those cliches of it starts in the offseason. It really does start in the offseason. It takes injury luck. It's so many variables that come into playing that comes into playing in a championship
and
game.
Then you have to make them winning it. You have to make a team feel like they're damn near destined to win that championship. Like you gotta find a
motivator.
Nobody believed in us. It's really tough, man. So I always say if you can give me a solid 10 win season, 9 or 10 wins, I'm not gonna call that coach a failure. You know what I'm saying? I'm not.
Nine? Okay, then see, you was at 10, and I was like,
I'm just saying, but I can understand.
If you're telling me, 9 wins will be bad.
Well, if you tell
Sam, I can't hear you.
All right, I'm back. Can't hear
you. Back.
All right. So, yeah, if you tell me I'm going to get 10 wins, I'm not discounting that. 9 wins, I'm not discounting that either, to be honest with you.
I can't agree with now. I'm with you on what's his name.
Yeah.
Nine gonna be hard to swallow. Yeah. Nine gonna be hard to swallow. That's all I can tell you. Like, nine gonna be hard to sell to the fan base. Like, I know, again, you got to think about where you might be the reasonable one, right? You they like bought, the level-headed fan.
They bought
the fan base, though, if you hear the rest of everybody else is way up here somewhere. So you talking to a group of people who they 9 wins ain't going to feel good. They don't convince themselves they playing for a championship. I'm not sure how you can convince, you know what I mean, somebody who believes they playing for a championship that – they got 9 wins and they should be all right with it. It's hard for me to believe that that's what's going to happen. Tommy asks, who will be the breakout player? Sam, I can't hear you if you're talking. I still can't hear you. You keep going, Ty. I'm going to keep talking. Yeah, 9 wins this season isn't good. Like, I think it's a whole lot of people with Tally 8-5 over saying 9 wins for this season just isn't good, in my opinion. I 100% agree with that. I think for the way the team's expectation is for the talent level that's on this team, it's hard for me to look at 9 wins and say that. Sam, you got it back?
All right, I'm here.
Yeah, okay, there you go. I got you.
Yeah. But, I mean, what do y'all want out of teams?
It's like, if the team, that's more than 3 and it's more than 5. Yeah, I mean, people was very excited about those, right?
They weren't excited about those. They accepted those. There's a difference.
They was excited. They decided. They told me I didn't understand. Oh, they was excited.
Sam taking that personal. Sam took that personal.
They was excited.
It was the best looking 5 wins they had ever seen. It was a lot of cap in that. It was a lot of cap in that. But anyway, but now listen, the way this fan base is set up.
No, I think if you give. I said this about Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh has been like consistently winning 10 games a season while he was at Michigan, even through a 9-win season in that. People was calling him overrated. And I'm like, dude, this man's winning more than 75 to 80% of his games. Like, how he overrated? Right. That puts the program at stable footing. And you can recruit off of that.
But you know what it is, though? It's expectation. Like, if I have a team who's won 9 games, next year I'm expecting 10. So if they win 10, next year my expectation is 11. And if I win 11, right. That, you know what I mean? Like, that's how expectations work. Like, and so what happens is this last season, Mike won 10 games. So at minimum, the fan base will accept 10 games.
Right,
they not accepting 9 because that's a step back. Regardless of how it look, it don't matter who get injured. Jordan Travis get injured, but it ain't gonna matter the injury luck or who injured at what games or how the games look when they lost them. They gonna look at the end of the season and say they got 9 wins and they were supposed to have 10, and a lot of us had us going to the championship game. It's gonna be very difficult.
Let's do this. So if you win 9 games. But you beat all your rivals. You beat Clemson, beat Florida, you beat Miami. That wasn't the best season of people?
No, because that means you lost to Pitt in Boston College and the ACC championship game to somebody. Or to LSU, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, that's going to mean they lost to LSU and the Pitt and somebody else they ain't had no business losing to.
I guess I see it kind of differently. I'm to the point. If you give me,
I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I'm telling you, but I'm speaking from this fan base perspective, and where the conversation that I've been watching from a distance, nobody hedging. Like, you know how last season, well, I mean, I think they're going to be much improved, but I got them going 6-6. You know, it was a whole lot of that on the pods. It ain't that.
Yeah.
Well, nobody got a quiet 6-6. Nobody got.
I think
less
you'll
than 10.
See some. I think he'll see some hedging as the season get closer. I think he'll see people saying, let's back about the national championship talk.
They'll say back about the national championship, but they ain't gonna get back. They ain't gonna get beyond 10.
I don't think you'll find
a single podcast or writer who's gonna write less than 10 wins.
I like the mental makeup of this football team. So I don't think
who don't come from Florida State.
I don't think the four losses are on the table for this team. I think three, maybe two, I think is definitely possible. I like what they're gonna do this year, personally.
I agree. So I'm not
down on the team, you know. I think, but at the same time, I think people are higher on the talent of the team than what I am, right? I don't think their ceiling is as high as everybody else thinks it is, right? So if they came below those people's expectations, those expectations wouldn't surprise me, right? Like, so if they hit 9 wins or 10 wins and lost to LSU, Clemson, and somebody else, that wouldn't surprise me. So I wouldn't get upset, right? Like, I remember last year when they went to that 3-game losing streak, I wasn't upset. I was like, well,
okay. You expected it.
I thought NC State was better than you. I thought Wake Forest was better than you, and I thought Clemson was better than you. I thought that going into the season, and they had
a chance to win, and they played well in all those games, but did not have the talent to beat them.
Right. So I wasn't that upset. Like, a lot of people was like upset. Like, they was like, this shit is crazy. Like, how are these teams beating us? And they was like, well, you know, we're missing D linemen, and you know, because we was the only team dealing with injuries at that time.
Which they were.
You know, they was the only team dealing with injuries, you know. So what can you do? So, you know, I just kind of feel like I wouldn't be that upset, though, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be. I think Norvell's a good steward of the program. I think he's done a good job, man. I think he keeps the players engaged. I think he keeps the fan base engaged. I think he's doing a good job. So, I mean, if you're telling me we're going to consistently win 9-10 games a season, I'm not going to turn my back and snuff my nose at that. That'd be kind of like, I don't know why college football fandom has become that, to be honest with you.
Any season, but
you know what I'm saying?
Any season, I agree with you. Like, if next season he go back, if next season he go back to 9, nobody say a word. The season after that, he win 9 again or 10, nobody gonna say a word. He, like, if he is consistently good, I think nobody will say a word. Well, this season. This is the one that the expectations are just stupid.
Right.
You know what I mean? He has ridiculous expectations placed on his shoulder. And it's not really even by Florida State media. Florida State media kind of been quiet on it. But it's everybody else. You know what I mean?
I mean, this podcast, they should feel good. Everybody should feel good. They should feel good. You're at Florida State. This is a program that you can win national championships here. Like, this ain't a program. This ain't TCU or Kansas State. Like, you can win national championships here. So the expectations here should be high. But that don't mean, you know, I think it's kind of fun. When you look at, like, recruiting rankings and where Florida State stack up with recruiting, and then you look at the draft, how does the draft play out year in and year out, how that played out the last couple of years and everything. Like, the draft always, to me, the draft and recruiting always tells a story. You know what I'm saying? Like, it always tells the truth. Like, it doesn't ever lie to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the players that was developed the best, the players that was drafted, they always come from the team that played the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, Illinois has had, what, 3 guys drafted, one in the top 10, another guy in the top. They had, like, 3 guys drafted in the top 50 picks. Illinois did. Illinois had a pretty good season this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, the draft never lies to you. Like, it just doesn't. You know what I'm saying? The team that have guys drafted normally win 10 games, 9 to 10 games. It's just, that's the truth. That's the facts. That's how this works. You know what I'm saying? So, then you have some aberrations. I think what Florida did last year was kind of criminal. Like, you had a lot of guys drafted to only win 6 games. It's kind of weird to me, but, you know, granted, They have a pretty tough schedule.
I mean, you know, huh? It ain't weird to me. I mean, we see who coaches.
Well, I was just saying in general, though, when you look at what they had drafted, compared to the wins and losses.
Bad coaches don't get that not a good players. bad coaches.
Well, yeah, but we've seen bad coaches take talent, win that championships, and be fired 2 years later or a year later. I mean, we saw that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but there's levels to bad. There's like bad, yeah. Then there's, you know, bad.
Yeah, all right. I'm like, just saying in general, though. But nobody. Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. No, you. Yeah, you're not wrong. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, normally the draft tells you what the draft tells the truth. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So I think we'll see how the season go. I expect big things out of the season, honestly, man. I think this offense is going to be very high powered. You know, I think it will bog down some big games when the same material looks you in the eye. I think the offense will bog down like it did last year in some games. I think overall, the team is going to be good. You know,
yeah, I agree.
But can you be great? Because I think that's the degrees of it. Like I keep telling people this. Like, if you had a program like Florida State, Florida, Tennessee, Clemson, like USC, it should be easy to get the good. It should be.
But
easy
how many
to get
great? How many great teams are there though? Each season, how many?
Well,
great?
One. But per season, I mean, you're only gonna get two to three at most. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's hard to get to that upper echelon of college football.
Right. Right. So, which is why I'm saying be in the mix. I don't believe they're great either. I think they're very, very good. I think if there's three great teams, I got Florida State in that next group. You know what I mean? Whatever that next batch is. So be there. Be the best of that batch. Yeah. That gets you in the playoffs. Yeah. Now it gets you stomped, but it gets you in the playoffs.
I mean, but at the end of the day, dude, like, If you're consistently winning 10 games or 9 to 10 games every year, putting out good product, getting guys drafted, eventually you will become a national championship title team. Like, you will get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, like, it's hard to be what Auburn was under Cam Newton. Like, the people went from, like, nothing to, like, championship. Like that, normally it don't work like
that. That's an outlier. Yeah,
yeah. Normally you get embarrassed in a couple of sugar bowls or a couple of rose bowls or orange bowls. You get embarrassed in a couple of those games, and eventually you get to the level that you end up winning those games, and then you end up winning that championship. Like, so I think, you know, I am a hold your horses type of person though. So, you know, that's me.
I feel you.
Yeah, but anyway, man, I think it was a good show. You got anything else?
Oh, no, man, I ain't got nothing else, man. Listen, we appreciate y'all listening, man. We'll be back as the season gets, you know, get started. And we have more to cover, man. You going to the LSU game, yeah?
I'm trying, man. I ain't
made the decision either.
I haven't secured tickets yet. I haven't tried. So.
It's difficult to move. It's difficult to move with the baby. So we'll see. We'll see if I can.
It's easier for me to get tickets and dope than it is to get these Nutrisite tickets. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I can see it being a little difficult, but yeah, we'll definitely keep it. But hey, man, we appreciate y'all listening, man. This is the Listen Up Pop. Yeah. Serve crack. Uncle fronted me some peas, had to get it.